Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings and welcome to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio, with your hosts, the beautiful Pamela L. Henderson and Chris Chips, 65 Max Entertainment. Together, we would like to welcome Aaliyah Harris.
Aaliyah
was born in San Francisco, California, and was raised predominantly in Italy until her family moved back to the United States in 2009. Aaliyah is the oldest of six siblings, and they are all girls. Aaliyah is the graduating class of 2020 at Deer Valley High School here in Antioch, California. Again, welcome, Aaliyah. How are you doing today, and how is the family? Is everyone doing good?
I'm good, and yeah, everybody's fine.
Good. Tell us about Italy. Did you enjoy living there? Any inspiration you can share about the culture? And how old were you when you moved back to the United States?
It was really nice out there, honestly. I liked it better than out here. People were more, like, friendly. The whole environment was just really, really nice. My schools were, too. It wasn't like Deer Valley. It was very, very different. We moved back out here. Yeah, and everything kind of just was different. Like, the people were just really, really different, like, big difference.
Like, what do you mean, like, different? Like, personality-wise? Was it, like, culture where they were more friendly? Or
yeah, I feel like it's both because all my schools out here, like, all the people were just really, really, like, rude. You know what I mean? You kind of just, like, the whole vibe is very, very different. Like, I got into more fights out here.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. Speaking of that, I had met you at Deer Valley High School in June 2019 when I had given a presentation, and I came to speak to the class you were in, Miss Markle's class, called Careers in Children, with Children.
Yes.
As you know, my focus is to help other young ladies move forward towards social growth through 65 Max Foundation. That is a girl empowerment training program for at-risk youth. I must say, it was absolutely a pleasure meeting you and other young ladies in the class. What was your experience being in Miss Markle's class, Aaliyah, and what did you learn being in her class?
In Miss Markle's class, our main objective was to learn how to basically work with kids. Since my major was careers with children, also law, I just figured that, like, it would be a good class for me to take since I do have lots of siblings. In her classroom, it was really nice, but some of the girls were very, how can I put it? They were really rude, and it did cause me to get into a few altercations with them verbally because I feel like Miss Marshall not really put her foot down in the classroom. She was more so like our friend than our teacher. And I feel like I should have intervened sooner than those issues wouldn't have happened because they kept happening. So I just ended up just switching out of the class towards the end of the year.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen that. When speaking to the class was an eye-opener, especially being girls, because we are emotional jewels who can become either an extrovert of being outgoing, overtly expressive person, or an introvert who closes up and who avoid large groups of people, feeling more energized by spending time alone. And at that time, my observation of you was an extrovert individual. You have a great communication skills and a beautiful smile. However, there was tension in the class amongst the girls and somewhat segregated. Did you notice that? And was that the norm being in that class?
For me, it was the normal thing being in that class. I feel like the classroom was separated. I had like one friend in the whole class period, it was my friend. And me and him, we were just kind of like, we're closed off from everybody else. Everybody else were just kind of like, I feel like because people would have problems, like, already knew who they were going to be friends with, who they were, you know, going to talk to, who they were going to sit by. And it's just like Ms. Marple had made it to where, like, that was just our normal classroom. So it's like nobody ever talked about it. Nobody ever broke the ice. It was like an elephant in the room the whole year. And it made, you know, problems just get even worse. Because, like, if we can't even resolve the issue, then how are we going to move forward with it? You know what I mean?
So no one never brought that to the teacher's attention about all the, you know, concerns being in that particular class? Because like I did say, I did, you know, when I was doing my speaking and doing my observation and everything, I just noticed that there were tension in the class, even though the class was very diverse. That was a good thing about it. However, that is the purpose of the foundation, because I feel that as girls, we tend to be so separated from the norm of how we should be able to make each other feel, regardless of our race, creed, color, religion, you know, because we all are beautiful jewels. And
yeah,
that was the part that is the reason why I came to speak to the class. Mm-hmm.
We would have a group meeting where we kind of, like, talked out all the issues. But it's, like, in my opinion, I don't feel like it really worked, because she was more so trying to, like, die down the problem and make everybody the issue. And, like, half the time, it was all just petty arguments, and she would never even address them, which made it just, like, you know, erupt and cause more of a problem.
Oh, that's really too bad. So how are you doing with the COVID-19, and what are your plans now graduating? Well, I mean, graduating from home, huh?
Yeah, graduating from home. We're going to have a virtual ceremony pretty soon, and they're going to send my diploma, finally. I plan on going to LMC and majoring in child.
Oh, you're kind of like fading in and out. And you did what? And you what are
can
your
you hear
plans?
Me?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I said I plan to become a childhood counselor. I have to get my associate's degree for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. Well, I know I am very proud of you. I remember I was telling you when I first met you, we had our little coffee and tea breaks and everything.
Yeah.
And I totally was really adamant about you graduating, because you have a lot to offer other young ladies whom have experienced some of the things that you have experienced and some of the challenges and obstacles that you have gone through, and you managed to forge through those issues. So how are you feeling now at this in this time of the day?
I feel very myself, because, like, these past 4 years have really been really hard in high school. I didn't expect it to be like that, but times when I wanted to, like, contemplate on dropping out of high school, I'm not going to lie. Because it was just, like, so overwhelming.
Right. Right. And I hear at Deer Valley High School, they have a high rate of domestic violence as well. I know that a lot of young girls that go to the high school tend to make not great choices of some of the things that they do, far as meeting boys, young men, I should say.
Welcome back, All Roads League, with your host, Pamela Henderson, and your boy, Chris Chips. We got a special guest, Aaliyah Harris. I'm an inspired artist myself, as you may know. Over the years in the game, I've been putting out a lot of music, you know, and striving to become the next big artist. So if you out there in your computers, go ahead and look up Chris Chips, 65 Max Entertainment. So, Aaliyah, you with us?
Yes.
How long have
Welcome
you been
back.
Doing music, and where got you started?
I started doing this in middle school, in, like, sixth grade. At first, I started just to kind of, like, write, like, little, like, journal entries, and then, like, little poems, and then eventually I started to kind of rap, and everything started to rhyme.
Oh, yeah, that's how you really got caught. Did you have any groups or anybody that you worked with in the beginning, or you've been a solo artist from the jump?
I've worked with a friend of mine since middle school. We've put out lots of songs together. We have a YouTube page. It's called OTB Records. It stands for Out the Blue. It's really cool.
Definitely. You're going to check that out. Right now, you also have a single out called I Ain't Going to Cry. We were going to play that earlier. We'll probably get to it in a little bit. What inspired you to write that song, and how did you come up with the title for that song?
At the time, there was a lot going on in my home life, my personal life, with school, with friends, and everything like that. And it was really, like, it was really impactful. And I felt like, at that time, I felt like everything was kind of against me. And I was really depressed and all that. And I got the beat from Pamela, and I kind of had the beat for like a week before I actually had like heard it again, and it started to like make a song to it, and then the little chorus started happening, and then like, you know, I just started to flow with it.
So you kind of just put a lot of personal feelings into that song, huh?
Yeah, that was really raw. That was the first time I wrote a song that actually was like all my songs are real, but like that song was like, I feel like the most raw I've ever been. Vulnerable.
You will. Definitely. So coming up in the industry, being able to live in Italy and come back to the United States, who are some of the people you look up to in the industry?
Nicki Minaj. That's my biggest inspiration in the industry.
Well, definitely.
Nicki Minaj.
If you look up to anybody, that's the person to look up to. You always want to aim for number one. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, how do you feel about hip-hop nowadays, and how do you feel women are perceived in the music industry?
I feel like women are perceived in the industry I feel like they're really underestimated. I feel like people don't really feel like they can do things that men can.
Definitely. It's probably a 10-to-1 ratio. We just need more female artists to start coming out with music. That's why I'm glad you're putting out music, and I'm glad you're here. So we can definitely get more females in the rap game. How can people connect with you?
I have Instagram. My Instagram page is Cereal No Milk.
Cereal No Milk. So is that Instagram.com/Cereal No Milk?
Yes.
What about a Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page or a SoundCloud?
I have Facebook, but I don't use it. I'm not on SoundCloud, only on YouTube.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to get people to get on that Instagram. What about a Twitter?
No, I don't have Twitter.
Okay. Well, right now we're going to get people to get to that Instagram, but for now we're going to get to that song. Right now it's called I Ain't Going to Cry. See if we can play that for the people.
Honestly, I don't even know what I should say. Something different always seems to happen every day. Feels like I'm losing my mind in 20 different ways. As if I'm buried in my thoughts and there's no escape. I've been thinking about life and how it's treating me bad. How everything was left to crumble and just trapped in the past. What my mom began to do to make sure that we had. Why I always wonder why I really never had a dad. Through all the pain, I still had the hope. Praying to God. Hoping he hurt when I spoke. Wishing that he would just fix it. It'd be gone when I woke. But it was too good to be true. I blew it off like smoke. I wasn't sure how I should even feel. So many fake ones in my life, I couldn't see the real. I just can't tell you all the days I thought about the pills. I just wanted to numb the pain. I didn't want the feels. Look, but I got sisters looking up to me. They would be hugging the pictures instead of hugging me. Loving and missing memories when they could love on me. Then they would really have nobody all because of me.
So much going on in life and I really
just can't take it. People switching sides, everybody acting fake, yeah. Do I want this life? I wish God would come and take it. I don't wanna fight, I'm just really trying to make it. I ain't gonna cry, telling me I'm acting different, I don't smile the same. I've been going through a lot, going through some real pain, playing hide and seek with my emotions, but this ain't a game. The world is really cold, but the people even colder. Saw who was really there and who wasn't as I got older, trying to be a role model. All the pressure on my shoulders through the struggle, still 10 toes down like a soldier. But I appreciate the life lessons. Thinking about all I didn't have, I didn't count my blessings. I'm trying to be a better me to make it into heaven. Living life for what it is and no more depression. But now I'm focused on the bigger picture. Ay, while they just hating, I'm just getting richer. Ay, speaking a word like a Bible scripture. I see him coming, I'm just coming quicker.
So much going on in life and I really just can't take it. People switching sides, everybody acting fake, yeah. Do I want this life? I wish God would come and take it. I don't wanna fight, I'm just really trying to make it. I ain't gonna cry, I ain't gonna cry, I ain't gonna cry.
All right, all right, all right. That was nice, Aaliyah. That was really, really nice. I'm very proud of you for that song. You really, you know, the wording and things like of that nature. What you got to say about that, Chris?
I like it. You know, the song is really all about the hook, and it has a real catchy hook where people are going to sing along to it. And I listened to every word in the song, and I was digging every word of it. That's dope. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good for you. So, Aaliyah, you received a mentor internship through All Rose Lead 65 Max Foundation. How did the foundation discover you, Aaliyah?
I met you at school, as you had stated earlier, in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I expressed to you all that, you know, was going on, what I was dealing with, and you kind of took me under your wing.
Yes, yes, yes. And it was a beautiful friendship and a mentorship, I must say. Can you state, you know, how did the foundation help you of where you at right now?
Foundation helped me more so, like, focus on myself and, like, achieve more of my goals. And kind of, like, how can I explain it?
How did you go from, you know, earlier you spoke about where you were going through a lot at that time, and how did you get more focused and organized for you to be where you are right now and you moving forward as you had focused on yourself?
Well, you and I started doing a lot of work together, and we started to do a lot of, I want to say team building, because
yes,
we did do a whole lot of that. We started to, like, you know, exercise, we started to, you helped me out, like, with, like, my schooling and stuff like that. I started staying after school, being more focused. I actually ended up making honor roll a few times, too, after that. And I had to realize I had to, like, cut off certain people, you know, lose certain friendships in order to kind of stay focused and stay sane.
Right, right, right.
And now I feel like I'm doing much better because I'm more focused on music. Like, I'm very positive-minded right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that's what works, doesn't it? Staying positive,
yeah.
Even when we go through the challenges and obstacles, we're staying positive because we're not letting anything get in our spirit, you know, and that's very, very important. You know, that's how I feel about that.
Yeah,
so
it really
would you
helped, and I appreciate it.
Pardon me?
I said it really helped, and I appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell me, you want to give a shout out to anyone whom has inspired you on your journey? Or any shout out to anyone, actually?
Well, four people. Shout out to you for having me on here. Shout out to my mother for raising me. Shout out to God, I would not be here. And
yes.
Shout out to my partner in music, Young City.
Young who?
Young City.
Oh, Young City. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. I would like to move on. I know that you are driving. Are you still in a good, in, you know, good location?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm still fine.
Chris, you want to add anything or say anything, talk about anything?
No, I was just sitting back listening, playing a song back in my head. I just wanted to give another shout out to her for that song. The song was real nice. Hopefully we can get in the studio and work on some more music. I'm anxious to hear a full project from her because it sounds like she has a lot to say. And like she said, we need more females in the game so we can fill this up a little bit more so it's not just so lopsided. You know, we need to hear the female point of view also. So I'm down to hear that whole album, get that out. And I'm just proud of how far she's come. For how long as I've known her, for about 6 to 7 months, she's really elevated and stepped up into a young woman. So I'm really proud of how far she's come. And I want to thank Pamela for, you know, having this platform and thank both of y'all. We need more women like this in the world. This is great.
Yeah. We want to give a shout out to 6-5 Max Entertainment for that beat that Aaliyah's on, because that beat is hot. And that's where it came from, 6-5 Max Entertainment. Yes. So with that being said, I hope nothing but the best for you. I hope that you will fulfill all your dreams and aspirations. And I look forward for us connecting and working together. And I'm hoping that, I know that you have a busy schedule. And also, I want to congratulate you again for graduating with the class of 2020.
Graduation. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was hard, but I did it.
Yes, you did. I remember those times when you were when you had all that homework and you had to stay
up.
Like,
from school, and I was just so drained. I stayed up until like 2 a.m.
Yes, yes, yes. All that homework, and that is a lot. And you know, I'm proud of you because you had caught up on that homework. And even when you were a little tired and not coming there, and I say, no, we got to keep it moving. And you still, you know, got up and went to school, and, you know, so that's kudos, because...
Yeah, doing that plus two jobs, it was really, really draining.
Yes, yes, and you did work two jobs. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us about the two jobs and going to school. How was that? That was pretty, pretty rough and hard, wasn't it?
It started off fun, like, off fun, because I was like, yeah, I can do this. I'm going to be so, you know, energetic, and I'm going to have all this energy. Working at Chuck E. Cheese from, like, I want to say from, like, 11 school, so I would go straight there from Sunday through Wednesday, and then I'd be at Chipotle from Thursday to Saturday from 4 to 11 as well. I had to come home and finish all my homework and then get back up the next day to get ready for school. For the first few weeks, I was like, okay, I can do this. But then I started to get in, I was like, oh, my God, this is really, like, draining. I don't see how people be doing this.
Right, right. Yeah. It's hard. I remember since I was 16, I had always worked two jobs. I was hostess at Denny's restaurant, and then I went to Park Plaza Hotel, and I was a hostess there and learning how to be a waitress. And my then going to school, so it was a lot, but I did it. And at that time, it's not like things were really as hard as it is now, because we got so much to think about and how we need to handle different issues and concerns. So, yeah, that I remember those days. It was good old days, though, you know. Bread was cheaper.
Yeah. Most
and
definitely.
Everything. Now we got to think about, you know, staying safe and making sure that when we're out and about, like now, do you have a mask on?
Always. We have to have a mask everywhere now.
Yeah, you do. You do. But believe it, you know, there are people out there that don't even have no mask on and no gloves. And me and you were talking about how you wear your hoodie over your head. You know,
oh, yeah.
Everything that we could do is like for
protection
and everything. Yeah, totally. That's totally important. How you been doing, Chris? Staying safe out there. You been going in the studio?
Well, I'm still making my studio appointments maybe once or twice a week, but it's different. The studio is empty. It's just me and the engineer. There's no more partying there. There's no more hanging out, you know.
Right,
but my wife is a healthcare worker. She works in a hospital, so, you know, I'm damn near a frontline worker myself. She comes home. I help her, you know, take the stuff off, try to get clean and all that, you know.
Yeah, and how's she doing mentally? Is she hanging in there? Because, you know, like her, she is, you know, part of the heroism. So how is she doing?
It's hard. You know, you see it takes a toll on them. You know, she comes home, you can see it on her face. But she's a soldier. She gets up and goes in there every day. So something's got to be done. We need the heroes like that in the world. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to sit at home like we do, you know?
Right.
She had to take a little break. You know, you can't do that for too long. So she took a couple of day vacation, just like everybody else needs to do. Decompress. Don't let it get to you. You know, everybody needs to just don't get overwhelmed with it. I preach that to everybody. You know, if you feel like you're being overworked, take a couple of days off. Definitely.
Right. So, Aaliyah, can you tell us? I'm interested in your artist name. Tell us a little bit about Cereal No Milk. How does that define you from other artists?
When I tell people my rap name, they instantaneously start laughing at me. But it's like inevitable at this point. Cereal No Milk, like honestly, like this is honestly where the name came from. When
you're going out again.
Okay, you hear you. I don't want to use my name because my name is just so bland and everybody has it. So I said, Cereal No Milk. And it kind of had a little ring to it to me, so I just kind of ran with it. And that's just been in my name, like, the whole time. I feel like I like that name rather than my name because it's, like, it makes people want to gravitate towards listening to me. Like, oh, it's Cereal No Milk. Okay, well, I wonder what she has to say. You know, they're going to kind of listen to it and be intrigued by it. I feel like my name doesn't really matter. I feel like my artistry should matter more than my name.
Well, the name definitely catches attention because you say Cereal No Milk. You want to know what you got to say after having a name like that,
Katie.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's right. When you get out there and you go on that stage and you're like, we want to welcome Cereal No Milk. So you know you got to get out there and you really got to like, make yourself.
I've been thinking about changing it. I've been thinking about changing it, but honestly, I don't. I feel like I'm never gonna really change it.
No, that's your name. That's how you feel, right?
Yeah.
That's who Aaliyah is, correct?
Yes.
Right. So there's Cereal No Milk, but you just have to make sure when that question is ever asked when you go on other interviews or anything, you make sure that you understand so you can stand tall and be confident
and
tell people.
Also with this CNM Cereal No Milk, you can also shorten it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
think about
how
that.
How would you do
CNM.
That?
And then that'll make people ask you, what does that stand for? And then you got to tell them Cereal No Milk.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. That is true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, CNM. Yeah. Okay. CNM coming to the stage. Yes. Remember those days, Chris?
Man,
remember when
Long
you
Beach,
had
LA. Yeah, we was on the road.
But remember when you had it was Shiesty, and that question was always asked. What defines you from other artists? Shiesty. What made you change your name?
It was just too rough. It was too grimy. It was too rough, because I really, if you get to know me, I'm not a shiesty, a shady character. I was just a product of my environment, so I had to kind of change that name.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That is true.
Chris Chip sounds way better anyway. It just rolls off your tongue better, Chris Chip.
It does.
I do agree. Yes. So, Lee, are you looking forward to performing at different events? What is your plans for that?
Right now, I've been putting the majority of my time, and like I said, into this EP, and I want to just, like, spend time to promote all my music and get everything out there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. And I really feel that if you really stay focused on yourself, like you stated, and you know, we all have dreams and aspirations, but we have to make sure that regardless of what we go through, we know that we're still going to make it. And having that attitude, that's just like about school. When you were behind in school and you did it, all that homework and working two jobs and everything, and that's something that you can always pat yourself on the back and state that you're very proud of.
It's all about staying positive and remaining optimistic.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well,
keep that mindset.
Chris,
keep that mindset.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, keep that mindset. You know, if you keep that mindset, have that positive outlook on life, you'll get far, definitely.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. Well, it was a pleasure having you come to the foundation, through the foundation, and I'm happy that I was able to help you forge through some of the challenges and obstacles that you were going through and everything, Aaliyah. And as I say, please, let's stay in touch. We have lots of work to do. But in the meantime, you take care of yourself and your sisters. And,
I will.
Stay safe and everything.
And thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yes, 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 yes. I am going to end this by stating my word of the day. And this is to every jewel in the world. Because you have to stay safe. I don't know about you. I have big dreams. And I am in need of building a team of mentors as I look forward to establishing partnerships. Follow me on Instagram, Pamela Inspires Jewels, allroads65max.org, Pamela L. Henderson on Facebook. And I leave you with the quote of the day. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. C.S. Lewis. Any shout outs, Chris?
Special shout out to you, Ryan65Max. Everybody go get that new Lonely single on iTunes. Play it on Spotify, Apple Music, Chris Chips Lonely. And that's it. Everybody stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear your mask.
And you know what? Before we even let go, let's give that song Lonely a chance. It's one of my favorite songs right now because we're making this. So let's play that song.
Try to play me. Could've been me and you in the Mercedes. Maybe, but lately I'm not in the mood for it, baby. Please don't try to prove, please don't try to play me. Could've been me and you in the Mercedes. Closet full of air, Jordan retro. Shawty stole my heart, she was a klepto. Way she move her body, shawty special. Mind games left me twisted like a pretzel. Burner boy smoking, yeah, yeah, yeah. You on the bench, I'ma play, play, play. Chrome 20 inch, they gon' stare, stare, stare back. We'll blow the smoke in the air, air, air. Bottle of Ciroc, we on that vodka. Smoking in my section like a Rasta. No, I keep that weapon, I'm a shot though. We are not the same, you an imposter. Bottle of Ciroc, we on that vodka. Smoking in my section like a Rasta. No, I keep that weapon like a shot though. We are not the same, you an imposter. Baby,
but lately I'm not in the mood for it, baby. Please don't try to prove me, don't try to play me. Could've been me and you in the Mercedes, maybe, but lately I'm not in the mood for it, baby. Please don't try to prove, please don't try to play me. Could've been me and you in the Mercedes.
She keep touching on me. Need another drink, my cup is on E. Diamond in my link, ice buckets on me. Top shot about wall, I got nothing on me. Nobody wanna be lonely. She keep touching on me. Need another drink, my cup is on E. Diamond in my link, ice bucket on me. Top shot out my wall, I got nothing on me. Nobody wanna be lonely.
Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely.
I can leave alone, but I don't want to. Say she all alone, so I'ma come through. Hit her with the combination, yeah, that 1-2. Shorty fire, got it blazing like the sun do. Know I do my thing, why they call me Big Chipper? Phone always ring for the paper, I'ma pick up. Sliding with my brother on the caper for a sticker. Boy, I do it major like the Laker, you a hiccup. She only 23, old enough to drink liquor. She back the thing up, beep, beep like a pickup. Know I do my thing, why they call me Big Chipper? Phone always ring for the paper, I'ma pick up. Sliding with my brother on the caper for a sticker. Boy, I do it major like the Laker, you a hiccup. She only 23, old enough to drink liquor. She back the thing up, beep, beep like a pickup.
But lately, I'm not in the mood for it, baby. Please don't try to prove, please don't try to play me. Could've been me and you in the Mercedes, maybe, but lately I'm not in the mood for it, baby. Please don't try to prove, please don't try to play me. Could've been me and you in the Mercedes.
She keep touching on me. Need another drink, my cup is on E. Diamond in my link, ice buckets on me. Top shot about wall, I got nothing on me. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely. She keep touching on me. Need another drink, my cup is on E. Diamond in my link, ice bucket on me. Top shot about wall, I got nothing on me. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely. Nobody wanna be lonely.
Welcome back, welcome back, BBS Radio, All Roads Lead, 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. I'm your boy, Chris Chips. That has been our show for the day. We want to let all y'all go.
Okay,
thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Aaliyah.
Thank you.
And thank our host today, Pamela L. Henderson. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Until next time, follow us.
All Roads
BBS
Lead.
Radio, All Roads, 65 Max Radio.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.